poll, Senator Blumenthal under 50%, nearly tied with Republican Leora Levy. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 15, 2022. Leora Levy, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Connecticut, is closing the gap and is nearly tied with Senator Richard Blumenthal, D, according to the Connecticut Examiner's latest poll. The poll found that Blumenthal has a narrow lead over Levy, at 49%, compared to Levy's 44%. An additional 7% of Connecticut voters remain undecided with just over 3 weeks until midterm elections. Levy's campaign said the latest data reflects the reality of this race. Levy campaign spokesman Tim Soller said, "It took until mid-October, but finally a public survey reflects the reality of this race. Leora Levy is in a margin of error. Neck-and-neck race with Dick Blumenthal, a career politician with a 37-year head start. Dick Blumenthal is under 50% despite spending more than $5.3 million on advertising since the middle of June." Wesleyan University professor Logan Dancy was surprised at Levy's performance in the latest poll, saying he would have expected a bigger lead for Blumenthal. Connecticut Democrats like Blumenthal are being dragged down by President Joe Biden's disastrous economic agenda, according to Dancy. Inflation and general pessimism about the state of the economy creates some real headwinds for Democrats, and that extends into a state like Connecticut, Dancy said. The poll found that Biden's approval rating among Connecticut voters sits at just 43%, with 53% disapproving of Biden's job performance. Economic issues are at the top of Connecticut voters' minds, with 24% of likely voters identifying inflation as the most important issue in determining their choice for the state's governor. Jobs and the economy were the second most important issue, with 14% of respondents saying that is the most important issue. The governor's race had similar results as the Senate race, with Governor Ned Lamont, D, holding just a 6-point advantage over his Republican challenger, Bob Stefanowski. Lamont earned 46% support among respondents, while Stefanowski received 40%. Independent gubernatorial candidate Rob Hodling earned 5% support, while an additional 10% of voters remain undecided. The Connecticut Examiner poll surveyed 1,200 likely voters from October 10 through October 13. The poll's margin of error is plus or minus 2.8%. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.